Big fundraiser for UNCF on Saturday, September 22nd at Brookdale Park in Bloomfield. It's the first annual UNCF New Jersey 5K Walk Run for Education in partnership with the CAT Team Foundation. This is how it works. Individuals can recruit coworkers, family members, and friends, and corporations and organizations can sponsor, underwrite, and create teams to raise much-needed funds for UNCF. Some big sports names will be on hand for the Walk Run for Education event, which begins with registration at 7:30 in the morning, and the walk starts at 9. The chairman is former New York Giants defensive end and Super Bowl champion George Martin.
Intercepted, George Martin, 30.
And the unlikely rumble, 78 yards to the end zone. I think that's probably my most greatest accomplishment as a football player on the field.
Joining us now on the WBGO Journal are two of the organizers of the event, UNCF Development Director Ngozi Emeyanu, as well as Carl Towns, the father of the NBA star, Carl Anthony Towns. Carl Towns has been a longtime educator and coach, and he runs the CAT Team Foundation. Thanks for joining us on the WBGO Journal.
Thank you so much, Doug, for the opportunity to speak with you about our event this morning.
So when it's always the first annual, there's always some antsiness about how things are going. Carl, how are things going?
Things are going well. You know, the kids, the support is all coming out. We're moving forward at a good pace, and I'm looking forward to having my son, who's coming from Minnesota, Carl Anthony Towns, appear.
Towns, three balls straight away. By the way, Carl Anthony Towns now, Jim, in the top 10 in the NBA in three-point percentage on the season.
It's just a way to bring back awareness to how my son was very successful in his high school career in terms of education. Carl was a very intelligent young man, finished at St. Joe's of Metuchen with a 4.0 grade point average, went on to Kentucky to do well, where he will eventually get his degree, what I want him to do in kinesiology. So basically, education has always been a prime example of what we installed in all my kids. I have a daughter who's in Boston who's going to be a neurosurgeon. I have another daughter's an accountant, and I have a son who's in a working for HBO. So all my kids have been successful, and they've all been good because of the educational values that they've installed in themselves and what we've brought to the table. So education and basketball play big dividends, because you're always going to be a student athlete first, and education is something that will always be something that you will never have to lose, because it's something that's internal that you built.
Carl, why did you get involved in UNCF?
I got involved in UNCF because it was a good partnership for all the stuff they do, all the scholarships they give out on a yearly basis to individuals who want to go further education. So when I formed CAT Team, since I was a teacher for over 25 years in sports, and I work for Job Corps, I work for Scattered Regional Day School, so kids have always been a big part of my future. So the partnership with UNCF, and found a good partner in Ngozi, who's been, you know, the driving force behind some of the success that we've been going through since our first year at the walk. She's unbelievable.
Tell me about the creation of the foundation.
Well, I was home one day, and I always said to myself, if I ever get out of sports and, you know, retire, I just want to stay involved in the community and with young individuals. So due to the success of my son and what we've installed in him, I figure my best way is to help those who still need help. I mean, my son is successful, my daughters, my kids. I've had a lot of other students who are successful. I said, so I want to keep what I've already been installed going. So this was a perfect way for me to start a foundation that dealt with education and to help those who need help. Like this year, we were able to help four individuals with their tuition. We were able to just reach out and get some of the understanding of what it took to help these kids. So I figured the best way for me to stay involved in what I've always been taught, education, is to start a foundation that revolves around young individuals striving to be successful.
Ngozi, you and I go back a long way. We've known each other for many years. Walk Run for Education. Why now?
The work of UNCF is such that we are looking for opportunities to make sure that young people who want a college education are able to receive it. UNCF has been around for 74 years. And each year, we remain the largest provider of scholarships to students of color nationally. And so WalkRun is one of the ways we are able to get unrestricted resources to support HBCUs, the historically black colleges and universities, but also to support students, as Carl mentioned. This past year, UNCF gave to New Jersey students of $1.7 million in scholarships, with nearly 500,000 going to 68 students from Newark. And so we are continually looking for ways to make sure that students for whom education is a necessity, that they have the opportunity to be able to attend, and not just attend, but also to complete.
Now, not only will we have the Towns family, we have that wonderful sports connection, but we'll also have a former Giants great as part of this year's event. Tell us about it, Ngozi.
Absolutely. George D. Martin has graciously accepted to chair the event for us, and through one of our leadership council members, Lisa Jean Farrell. He's been someone who supported the cause of UNCF. This past year, during our Masked Ball, he supported through an offering of an auction item, his book and himself for lunch, which went really well during the event. And this time around as well, as you know, he participated in a walk after 9/11. And so he was the rightful person, I think, to chair the event for us.
We're all looking forward to the event, but it doesn't happen without partnerships. It doesn't happen without people who want to help.
We are looking for opportunities for people to support as sponsors, to build teams, to make donations, or to become individual attendees. And to do so, they can go to www.uncf.org/New Jersey Walk to be able to register, to be able to download the deck for sponsorship. And there are already people who have joined, including the Giants. We have Blue Road Ventures. We have Creative Artist Agency, who are all supporters, and PepsiCo. So, but we still need a lot more because we have quite a ways to go in terms of our goal. So we're looking for everyone. This is a fun fest that is family-oriented, and we're looking to have DJs, entertainment, live events, kid activities. And so we're looking for people to really come out. And as Carl mentioned, Carl Anthony will be in town, and who knows who else he's going to be bringing along. So we're hoping that people will come out to support and also have a bit of fun.
This will all take place Saturday, September 22nd at Brookdale Park in Bloomfield. How many people are we hoping that can possibly show up?
Well, I'm estimating between 500 to 2,000, because there's so many people that are just going to come, because I have a lot of people. UNCF has a lot of people. Right now, the numbers are looking real good. We just want people to come and have fun, get some of the literature, talk to people who've been involved in education, ask them what their success story is. It's all about everyone sharing knowledge, and that's my main thing. I want people to come out there, talk to people that are in the industry, that are coming out there to walk, find out what CAA does, find out how you maybe can one day get into management. There's going to be so many opportunities for these young individuals to speak to people who are successful in the business world and, you know, just get knowledge. It's all about knowledge. And education is about what you can take in and use to your advantage. So right now, I think it's going to be a tremendous event. And I think over the years it'll grow. This year is more of a learning experience, not only for us, but for everyone who's involved, because, you know, we're breaking, we're trending new water, and everything seems to be coming together, and everyone wants to be a part, because in my world, education is the root to success.
You know how you talked earlier about how your son, even though he's an NBA star, it was important for him to get his degree. What does he talk to you about when you talk about education? What have you learned more about your son? You know, a lot of people hear about when you're in the NBA, you don't care about, you know, you just have, you have enough money to handle it. You don't need education. What are your thoughts on that?
In terms of my son, we talk all the time. My son is one of the people that always wants to garner knowledge. People don't understand that he just came back from London and Spain, over there in the business school, just learning more about what it takes to be successful after basketball. He goes back to Kentucky and he goes online. Everybody doesn't say my son's goal was to be a kinesiologist, and that's going to be his dream, because after he's done, he wants to build a hospital in the Dominican Republic to help those who are in need. So when in terms of education, Carl's always garnering knowledge. People have to understand that when you see these guys on TV, there's so much more they do outside of basketball that people are not aware of. I mean, you could read about Derrick Rose giving $400,000 to education last week. You got Kevin Durant sponsoring, just the king himself building a school in Cleveland. These are the things that people don't understand, that these athletes just don't sit around and just enjoy. They're out there doing so much to help further other people's lives in terms of young individuals. And my son is the same way. That's why my son makes sure that every year during the season, he gives away tickets. He gives free sneakers. He goes to during Thanksgiving and he goes out there and serves kids. You know, just it's so much that he does. So when we talk education with Carl, we talk about the future, not the present. What am I going to be able to give to these kids once I retire from this sport?
You're not proud of him at all, are you?
He's all right, you know. He's all right.
Ngozi, when it comes to UNCF, you know, I think they have the best slogan that was ever created. You know, a mind is a terrible thing to waste, and people know that slogan, and it's so true. If we didn't have UNCF, what would have happened to so many potential great minds?
Indeed. I wanted to also, before I answer your question, share that we have since, if you will, tweaked the slogan a bit now so that it is, a mind is a terrible thing to waste, but a wonderful thing to invest in. Yes, so that's our new slogan. Actually, it's been around now for about 2 years. But coming back to your question, a lot of people understand that historically black colleges and universities came around in 1944, at a time when African Americans did not have opportunities to be able to get a college education. And since then, you know, there are other choices, if you will, for our young people to be able to get their degrees. But there is still a place for HBCUs as we work to ensure their viability. A lot of the prominent and prolific African Americans, most of them Dr. Martin Luther King, Samuel L. Jackson, and a host of other people got their degrees from these institutions. Right now, there are about 3% of HBCUs, 101, and they enroll 10% of African Americans and graduate about 30% of African Americans that attend college nationwide. So the work is yielding incredible dividends. As we like to say, UNCF and HBCUs are building better futures, not just for the students who attend these schools, but also for all of us, you know, for the communities that they come back into. When someone graduates college, they are now paying back into society. You know, we don't want to just build, you know, to build a pipeline for prisons when in fact there are other ways to make sure that young students of color have an opportunity to attend college, make something of themselves, and change the trajectory of their lives and the communities in which they live. I also want to share that there are students who receive UNCF-managed scholarships that attend schools like Princeton here in New Jersey, Rutgers University, Montclair State, Bloomfield College, and the list goes on. There are about 20 universities locally that our young people from New Jersey who receive scholarships attend. So I think it's important for them to understand, because our mission is to get young people to and through college. So HBCUs, and then as well as other local institutions where we have support. We have about 400 different scholarships, internships and fellowships. And these are the ways that we're able to provide opportunities for students to both attend HBCUs or attend locally.
And we want to make it clear that the event coming up on September 22nd, the Walk Run for Education, you don't have to be a runner. You don't have to be a great athlete. You don't have to be Carl Anthony Towns. You don't have to be, you know, an NFL player. You just have to want to help.
And that's all it comes out to. It's all about just participation and coming out there and just having a good time. Like you just said, Tom, we just want people to come out and just have a chance to walk and have time to relax and just be out there and enjoy what I'm hopefully is going to be a great sunny day, and everyone just out there laughing. And you know what? Just walk, talk. Give a chance to get out there and open your mind up. You know, just be around other people. You know, just it's like more of a family. I call it like a family gathering. And that's what we wanted to be, a family atmosphere. Just come out there and just be yourself.
Those who want to participate in the actual event, you know, we've found about the sponsors, but those who want to participate in the event, what should they do, Ngozi?
They should either call our office at 973-642-1955 or go to www.uncf.org/New Jersey Walk to register to participate.
Carl, I have to ask you, you know, there's so many parents that hope their kids get to a professional level, but there are so few. And so usually we're talking about how difficult it is, but you've gone through this process now, and your son has reached the pinnacle in his sport. What has that been like for you as a dad? And knowing that as he was growing up, oh, sure, people were saying, oh, he could be a pro basketball player. But so many parents hear that through the years, and only a very small amount get to have that as a reality.
In terms of Carl, you know, Carl set his mind on doing something that he wanted to do. But the key to Carl's success wasn't the basketball. It was his knowledge of education, knowing that I'm not going to be able to reach any pinnacle unless I do what's right in the classroom. So Carl stayed focused. People fail to realize Carl went to St. Joseph Metuchen High School. He graduated in 3 years. Now, most kids go 4 years, but Carl wanted to get to where he wanted to be. So he took his senior and junior year together, 50 credits in 1 year, had no study hall, played basketball, achieved all his goals because he's always dreamed of going to college and being a kinesiologist. So we told him if you could want to do it, you could do it. So he did it. Now he's at the pinnacle of his career and he's only 22. So, you know, everything go right, grace of God, he'll play like 10, 15 more years in the NBA. But he's never lost focus of what we wanted, which was his education. And I told Carl, people fail to realize, when Carl wanted to go to the NBA, I said, we will not co-sign and send you to the NBA unless you get your college degree. Because to us, making the NBA is a great achievement, but having something that he could relate to others, to young individuals, to his kids, is what we wanted. So that was always the agreement. That's why Carl went to school this summer over to London to the business school and got a degree from them over there. And now he's back over here because Carl is educated-minded. And that's what the key was. And going back to your question is, why am I so happy? Because my son has never lost focus of what his main goal was, and that was to achieve his education and do what's right for these young individuals who we are also hoping will come out and listen to his story of his success. Because a lot of parents don't understand something. You touched on it. There's a small window of people who make it to the NBA. But when you get to the NBA, you have to remember that you got somewhere because of hard work, but you got to also be the example for these young kids and let them know that through hard work and education is why I'm sitting here in the NBA. It wasn't because somebody handed it to me, just like in the classroom. You got to work for what you want, and that's why he is where he is today.
Who did you root for growing up in the NBA? It wasn't Minnesota, I know that.
I've always been a Minnesotan. Now, you know, you know, we were local guys, so, you know, we supported local teams. And just like Carl was supportive of the Knicks because he loved the Knicks. And even in sports, Carl's been an Eagle fan. So when the Eagles won it, he was happy. So basically, I've always been an L.A. fan for the 49ers and for the Lakers. So we always had our differences. But when it's all said and done, it's not a dad on vote for the Minnesota Timberwolves, because they've given my son an opportunity that only comes around in a lifetime, and only 30 people really could experience that in the first round. And to see my son go number one, and now he's successful and doing what he's doing, is very rewarding as a parent. And, you know, it's sometimes it humbles. And I tell people this whole ordeal with Carl is surreal because I just wanted my son to go to an institution where he ended up going to the University of Kentucky and get a good education and do stuff with do positive things like he's doing now. So I just reward my son, my wife, being, and everybody who stayed behind Carl's small window and got him to where he was. But I always go back to one thing. If you don't get it done in the classroom, there's no Kentucky, and the NBA is, you never know. So he knew that I had to do good in St. Joe's, Kentucky, and now he's sitting where a lot of people, you know, dream, and his dream is being fulfilled.
Wonderful story, too, of that. And Gozy, when you have people like Carl Towns and his son Carl Anthony Towns, and you have George Martin, boy, this is your first annual, and you got some major players here, so you have to feel good about this getting off the ground.
Absolutely, you know, the work we do, we don't do it alone. It is because of partnerships, some of them very deliberate, like the one we have with the Cat Team Foundation, an organization that wants to help support young people's educational dreams. And so we're very happy and we're lucky because oftentimes as a nonprofit organization, you're constantly on the hunt for people to support the work and the mission with resources, gifts of time, talent, and resources. And I think we've gotten it from George, from Carl and Carl Anthony. And so it's a top one to live up to, but we are hopeful that it's going to yield incredible results for us. And we're lucky really to have partnerships that enable the mission to continue to thrive.
UNC Development Director Ngozi Emeyanu and Carl Towns from the Cat Team Foundation. Thanks for joining us on the WBGO Journal.
Thank you so much.
The UNCF Walk Run for Education is set for Saturday, September 22nd, with registration at 7:30 in the morning, and the walk run gets underway at 9 a.m.